affect the state's fiscal situation, which is, I'm sure, a major concern for the trustees. And I'll talk a little bit about the consolidated budget gap concept that we've introduced to you in previous meetings, just what's going on with inflation-adjusted expenditures, and then a breakdown, particularly on higher ed. What are we doing with higher ed expenditures in the state? This graph shows the budget gap. The difference, and this is for the consolidated budget, so not just the general funds budget. You probably know that by law, the state has to pass a balanced general funds budget. They did so this year. At least on paper, it's balanced. And spending was held down to the same level that it was in 2011. This is for the 2012 budget. If you look at the consolidated budget, which includes special funds as well as general funds, it's clear there's a deficit. The 2012 budget, what we have is what's passed. Of course, we have to make a prediction because we don't know what's going to happen as we go through the budget year. But it looks to us, based on what the legislature approved, that the deficit in 2012 will actually be a little bit worse than it was in 2011. And it was very big in 2011. The reason it's going to be worse is even though we have the income tax increase, so we have the full year income tax increase in the fiscal 2012 budget, we lost a lot of federal stimulus money. Spending actually is going to go up a tiny bit, even though general fund spending is staying constant. Outside the general fund, spending is going to go up a little bit. And we have a number of resources that weren't available, a number of revenues that weren't available in 2011, that aren't available in 2012 that were available in 2011. So the situation continues to remain, you know, quite bleak. We've seen Governor Quinn come up with proposals to cut spending. Those will go partway, but they wouldn't by any means balance the consolidated budget, in our view. We're at the present time, the legislature hasn't approved any borrowing. Without borrowing, it's hard to see how we get through the budget year. We already have a lot of unpaid bills, and we're certainly going to have to accumulate more unpaid bills unless there's major borrowing, or we'll either have to borrow from direct suppliers or borrow by selling bonds. This is a little bit of a breakdown of spending, and these are in real 2011 dollars. It shows the categories of spending. I think maybe the most interesting for this group is that at the beginning of the period in 1997, higher ed constituted 7%. This is of consolidated budget. Now it's down to about 4% in the 2012 budget. And you know that's been eaten away by a number of things. The increase in pension payments is certainly one thing. The increase in bond servicing, because we've done a lot of borrowing over this period, is another thing that's greatly taken away the higher ed share, reduced higher ed share in the budget. This breaks down higher ed so that you can see the University of Illinois as well as other universities and other higher ed. And you can see that the University of Illinois' spending is, this is in real terms, it's down slightly over the period. All higher ed has had its ups and downs, but you know, we constitute only a fraction of all higher ed spending. Finally, I wanted to give you a view of the credit ratings of Illinois. There's been a lot of attention to the fact that we've been downgraded. We can see that this trend has taken place over more than a decade. Illinois' bond ratings, these are the three major bond rating agencies, have gradually downrated our credit. The most recent one was after the 2008 recession. All three rating agencies cut our credit rating. Still, if you compare these to corporate bonds, Illinois still has quite a bit of capacity to borrow, it looks like. And you know, that is something that may well be on the table to get us through the crisis. But of course, we need a long-term budget plan. That you know, we still don't have a long-term plan to bring us back to fiscal balance. So I'm happy to answer questions.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Merman. All right, if you're ready to keep moving forward, I invite Vice President Knorr to come up and make two or three presentations. Walt?
There you go. Dr. Merriman's becoming my warm-up act, you know, for... a point of personal privilege first, I'd like to just recognize Doug Beckman. This is Doug's last board meeting. Doug has been a stalwart, you know, for the university and UA, a man of great conscience and doing what's right, you know, at this university. He carries a lot of institutional understanding about this university, and I reluctantly accepted his resignation, you know, effective October 31st. And so I just wanted to make sure that before I forgot it at the end, it's very important to recognize, I think, Doug and his efforts for this university. So. Michelle, we're reserving the standing ovations for the December meeting for you. So, I think it's a perfect segue going into the budget circumstances we have. Joe, you're going to help me with this. What we faced in putting together the FY12 budget, again, in five slides, I'm going to basically condense the orange book and the gray book for you with this presentation. What we were facing is essentially the continued problems with the state. The state of Illinois owes us $313 million as of today from last year's appropriation. I passed out, there's a Moody's report that came out last week that talked about the delay in payments and the effect on the credit of higher ed in Illinois. And there is a concern there that basically if they don't pick up the pace of payment, all of the publics might be facing a downgrade. There was a number of items that Moody's pointed out. I guess from Dr. Merriman's presentation, Moody's came out with a pretty aggressive warning to the state right after Standard & Poor's had downgraded the United States a couple of weeks ago, and told the state that unless they got their act together, particularly on pensions, and with a budget plan, that basically they were, you know, potentially looking at a downgrade, you know, for the state, which would not be good for us, because one of the things that we'd be concerned about is that the state gets downgraded, it would be hard. We're already two notches above the state as far as our rating. But we're looking at $313 million. The Moody's report also does, they say to us that at least the state's treating us no different than the other public higher eds in Illinois. This is basically represents we got 55% of our appropriation paid from fiscal year 11, which is right in line with all the other publics in Illinois. But it's still a very large number that's owed to us. The second thing is that the cut in our state appropriation, this is our general revenue fund appropriation, it was 1.15%. It was only $8 million. I say only because had very much a concern that we might be looking at as much as 10% back in March when the budget process was in full bloom with the state, we dealt with that. The state survey transfer still remains in limbo. We have four state scientific surveys that we host on this campus that were transferred from the Department of Natural Resources about 3 years ago. With that came a transfer, like an appropriation, a transfer of funds the general funds of the state, of roughly $16 million. That did not, at the 12th hour, the state did not, you know, process that transfer as part of the budget. They didn't pick on us. It was a whole list of transfers that they decided they were not going to, were not going to act on. And so we have that still in limbo, that transfer to us of $16 million. One of the things that we are facing also as we go into 2012 is the situation with the maintenance of effort. The past couple of years, if you remember, in 2010, we had a $46 million operating grant from the federal government as part of the ERA of funding. We lost that last year in 2011. We had a reduction of $46 million. But last year, we also were protected under the ERA grants that they could not reduce, the state could not reduce our appropriation any more than they had reduced it, or than it was in 2008. We lose that protection in 2012. So the state, if they want to put a rescission on us, you know, over what they've already done, they are we have no guarantees, no protections from the federal government as part of those grants. So they basically would lose that protection in 2012. With what we have right now, we are looking at an appropriation from the state that's in this budget. It's, you know, as I said last year, we have to essentially put the appropriation, how good I feel about collectability with the first bullet point, but we do have to put the appropriation in the budget. We are now on a nominal dollar basis, we're back at 1999 levels in support for the university, as well as if you put it on a on a constant dollar basis, we'll